We'll do on Tesamad Aleph by the Mishnah. That's what we're up to. So the Mishnah says like this: Beis Shammai Oimrim. So we're still talking about a person wants to get some pigeons for his Yom Tov meal. So before he can take the pigeons for his Yom Tov meal, he has to do something from before Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Oimrim. Beis Shammai say, Lo Yitol, you shall not take the pigeons or the birds, Elo Imkein Ne'ena Mibe'oid Yom, unless you shook, you went up before Yom Tov, Mibe'oid Yom means while it's still daytime, and you shook the nest. That means you did an action to prepare that you were going to use the birds over there. So you have to prepare it in a way, a physical act of going up to the nest and shaking it. And then you can take. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Imrim, on the other hand, Beis Hillel disagree. And they say, Oimed v'Oimer. He just stands on the ground and he says, you don't have to climb no ladders, you don't have to shake anything. You just stand up and say, again, Rashi says, Oimer v'Oimer mibayd yoim, before Yom Tov, you say, Ze v'ze ani noitel. This one and this one, you don't need to shake them. You just say, these are the ones I want to take. Now, I guess the person can recognize which of the birds, he knows which birds he has in there. So, he can recognize them. But he has to... Hello? Hello? That was the maintenance guy. I'm worried why he's calling me. Anyways, okay. He says, he has to specify which of the birds that he's going to do, but he doesn't have to do an act. Just saying, I'm going to take these birds, that's considered prepared, and then he can use them for Shabbos. Otherwise, they'd be mukta. Mukta means they're in the nest. We don't expect that you're going to want to use them. So that's why you need to, according to Beis Shammai, you need to physically shake them. And according to Beis Hillel, it's enough for you to stand and say, before Yom Tov, I'm going to take these, and then you can go ahead and take them. That's the mission.
Wait, so he needs to shake it before Yom Tov?
Yes. Because that's an action that you're really going to take it, as we're going to see. Because otherwise we're afraid that if you're just going to say, according to Beis Shammai, you're going to change your mind. We'll see, the Gemara will explain which kind of birds we're talking about over here.
Is this connected to Shiloh HaKan sending out the mother bird?
Totally different.
Totally
different. This has nothing to do with that.
So what is shaking...
That is preparing. You're preparing, and you're basically saying, I'm going to use these birds on Yom Tov. So then when you take them on Yom Tov, they're not mukta because you prepare them.
So it's just making a declaration. Sort of.
Exactly. And you're actually preparing. And otherwise, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it because you didn't have in mind before Yom Tov to use it. So here we're going to have an explanation. What we're talking about over here. Apparently, the way they used to raise pigeons, they used to have the first set of pigeons that were born they never removed them. They didn't use them. They kept them to keep company to their mother. Their first, the one who was given birth to them, the one who laid the eggs, and so the mother shouldn't be alone. So they never removed that first Recha Rishayna. So basically it means that there's a big chance that you may not end up moving or using those birds, because the usual way, the way it worked is that the first birds that were there were actually left over there. Nobody used them. So in order to undo the muktza from them, that they are not going to be used, Beis Shammai requires you to do an actually act. And Beis Hillel says speaking is enough. But if you talk about any other birds of the pigeons in the nest, then, you know, everybody will agree that you can just prepare them and say, I'm going to take these birds. You don't need to shake them. Only because they're the first layer. That's how he explains that. Omar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. So Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, Machlokes bibricho rishayno. The disagreement whether you need to physically shake them or you can just say, is the argument is only what we're talking about, but the first pigeons, that the first, that's called the bricha rishayna. And Rashi says, bricha rishayna, says Rashi, that the derech megadli yevonim, the way of those who raise pigeon, lo niach bricha rishayna shel kol shono, liyos tzavas lima, to leave that first brecha, the firstborn. Every year, the firstborn that comes that year, they leave it to be a company for the mother, so that the mother is not alone. So they never take away those birds, they leave those birds there. Besides the Shiluach HaKan that you mentioned before, that you can't take away the children while the mother is there, but we're talking about Bechlal, they don't take away those, they leave those first brecha, they leave it for the mother over there to be company. So, in that case, the Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold Gazrina. Gazrina means we worry that you might not, if you just say, you might change your mind. And you're not going to really, because it's unusual. People want to keep the birds there. So if only thing what you did is say, that's not good enough, because you might change your mind. And then you ended up moving the birds, which are muktzah. Let's look inside, Rashi. B'shamay sovir gazrinon, gazrinon, kishoki luhu lemochar. When he does take them on the next day, he said, I'm going to take them. And then he goes and takes them. Osi li amluchi, he might come and change his mind. B'chayis aleihu, he's going to have pity on them to use them for his meal, because he wants them, he wants to keep them for the mother bird over there, that she should have her company. V'havilei tiltul shaloi litzoidach. And that would be moving the birds unnecessarily, because if you change your mind and you just, you're not going to shech them, so that means that you were metalkal, you were moving something unnecessarily. However, so what does it help if you move it, if you're going to change your mind? Why don't we worry too, how is that going to help? So Rashi explains, once he moved and he touched them, and he was going to shech them, he's touching them because he wants to shech them, and he did not have pity on them, and in other words, that he's going to shech them, and he actually went as far as holding on to them, we're not going to be worried anymore that you're going to take them the next day and you're going to handle them, and then you're going to feel bad, then you're going to return them and you're end up carrying. No, we're not going to worry that. If you touch them and you're going to be for the Shechita, that's a very clear sign that you're ready to shech them, and you're going to take them and you're going to go through with it. The Beis Shammai is Sabri, but if it's the Bricha Rishonim and you did not actually touch them, you're just going to say, prepare them, Gazrinon Dilma Asi Le Amluchi. We decree, we worry that you might come to change your mind. Beis Hillel Sabri, but on the other hand, Beis Hillel hold that Loi Gazrinon, that we're not worried. If you decided that you're going to take them and you set it out, I don't have to worry. So this is where we have a disagreement, says Rav Chana Bar Avi. Avo bibrecha shniyo, but when we talk about this second birth, the second, divrehako, according to all opinions, it would be sufficient according to all opinions, also according to Beis Shammai. You don't need to move it. If you say Zev Zeh Ani Neutel, that should be Sagya. That should be your point. Okay. So this is one idea that the Gemara shares. But the Gemara asks now on the particular language that Beis Hillel said. According to Beis Hillel, the way he said it, now Beis Shammai would hold the same way too, the way to prepare these birds is not just by saying, I'm going to take from this nest, but you have to specifically say, this one and this one I'm taking. You have to say the exact birds that you're taking. And the Gemara wants to know, why isn't it sufficient for you just to say, I'm going to take from this nest? Why do you have to specify the exact birds? So what will happen?
Let's see. How can you tell? Don't they all look the same?
Well, so that's what I said before. Apparently, there's, he has tags on them, or he can tell them apart. He can tell them apart. Because he's not saying, I'm taking from this nest. So what happens? Here, we come to the whole idea, the discussion of Breira. Breira means, so let's say, he said, I'm going to take from this nest. But we don't know which one of those nests he's going to take. And then the next day, when it comes Yom Tov, he grabs two pigeons, right? And he shechts them. Are these the same pigeons that he had in mind when he prepared them? Did he prepare these pigeons? But if he didn't prepare these pigeons, then how come he's allowed to handle them? It's muktzah. But you're saying that he did prepare them. Right? And that's why he has to say zeh v'zeh. Because if he would just say that I'm taking from here, he didn't prepare those particular ones. And if he take two of them, shall we say, now we know which is the, even though he didn't specify, but after the fact, it becomes known to us retrospectively that these were the birds that he had in mind. He didn't know, he didn't say it, but it's still a preparation for those birds. Let's look at the Gemara. According to Beis Hillel, Lomo le lemeimer zeh v'zeh ani noitel. Why does he have to say this and this I'm taking? Lema mikan ani noitel lemocha. Let him just say, from here, from this nest, I'll take the next day. Without having to tell you exactly which the birds are. And what is your argument going to be? If he's not going to tell you which the birds are, then he's not going to let him take anything, because maybe those are not the birds that he prepared. That would mean that he doesn't hold breder. That means that he doesn't say, well, now we know retroactively which is the one. In other words, after you choose, we know, after you take the birds, we know when you said that you're going to take them, these were the birds that you meant, even though at the time we didn't know it, but now we know it retroactively. So maybe you're going to say the reason why he has to say the specific birds, he can't just say, I'm going to take from there, because if he just says take from there, it will be muktza. We're not going to say, and they won't be able to use this bird. Hi tema. If you're going to say, Beis Hillel leis lehu breiro, he doesn't go by that's been retroactively chosen. In other words, the birds you choose are retroactively the ones that you prepared. Okay? Even though when you choose them, then we say, well, that's the, we didn't know which one you're going to choose. But once you chose them, we're saying those are the ones. We found out now which are the ones that you prepared. When you said, I'm going to take from this nest, we don't know yet at that time, we don't know. But as soon as you take two birds, we say, well, those are the birds that you prepared before. Now, maybe Beis Hillel doesn't think that we say that. That's the Gemara's contention here. And therefore, you're not going to be allowed to take those birds because it's mokza, we're not going to say less lubreiler, and therefore, v'chishoki lemocher, when he takes it the next day, dilmo loy hani azmin, maybe these are not the one he prepared. He said the nest, we don't know which ones. V'uloy huzman es kulom eloka de tzorcher. Rashi Bavorans here, he questions us, why can't we say, okay, he prepared the entire nest. So he prepared it. We don't have to know which one. So why do we have to say breda over here? Because had he said, I want to take everything in the nest, then we don't have to, then everything is prepared because he's going to use them all. But in this case, he doesn't want to use them all. So if we don't say breda, then you can't use it because we don't know which one you prepared. So maybe Beis Hillel doesn't hold breda, and that's why he has to say that you need to say this and this bird I'm going to use. Can't just say I'm from the nest and whatever's going to come out tomorrow, that's the one I meant. But the Gemara says no. What not? But didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Hames bebayis. You have a deceased in a home. Now there's a special law about the place, the door, which the mace is taken out of the house to carry him to the cemetery. So here you have a home that has many doorways. And Rashi says, V'loy psochim harba. It has many doorways. And we don't know where the mace is going to go through which door. And all these doors are equal. Kulam psuchim and kulam zgurim. They're either all open or all closed. In other words, if some are closed and some are open, we know he's going to go through the open ones. But in this case, you have many doors, and we're not sure which is going to be the mace going out from where. Which of the doors? What difference does it make? Because there will be a tumo through the door in which he goes, where the mace goes. Let's look inside. So the din is kulam tameim. We don't know. So they're all tameim, because every door we have a question. Maybe the mace is going to go through that door. Zok Rashi like this. So Rashi first tells us the halacha. Kol kelim hamunochim becholol hapsochim tachas oivrei hatikra shel Pesach. Any vessels that are within the hollow of the entrance, so you have an entranceway, if they are under the beam, and in other words, the beam is over them, the thickness of the beam, so there's a beam on the top and there's a doorway in the bottom underneath it. So if there's vessels over there, they're tummy. Now, normally we know anything which is under one roof with the mace becomes tummy. But here we're talking about that's not under the same roof with the mace. She'ein oy tachas hagag hamahil al hameis, even though he is not under the roof which is over a tent over the mace. In that case, there would be no issue. Of course, it would be tomei. If the mace shares an oil, a top together with the kalim would be tomei. But the entrance of the house is not part of where the mace is. It's still the kalim that are under there will become tumah. Why? Shegozru chachomim tumo al mokoim shu derech yitzias hatumo. The sages, the rabbis, were decreed tumo on the place which is the path in which the tumma goes out. Shesoifei lotzis derech shom. In the end, he's going to go through. It's not on the same, it doesn't share a roof with the mace. But the Chachamim said that place is tome because the mace is going to go through there. So it's presently tome. And the kelim, even before the mace goes through there, it's still going to be tome. In our case, because they're all open, they're all closed. V'kan ein onu yodim be'eze yotzi'eno, which pathway he's going to take out the mace. Hilkach kulam tameim, therefore they're all tameim. All the entrances, all the pathways are tameim, because the we don't know where, and the entranceway becomes tameim. Now, what happens? They were all closed. And now, niftach echad mehem. One of the doors is opened up. And that's la'achar mitzvas ha'mace. The mace has already died. And we said that everything became tomei. But now it changed everything. One of them opened up. So, Bain kelim dimeikora and bain kelim dilibesof hamavoyin lo machutz. Whether there were kelim that were there before when there was the suffix tuma, we didn't know where it's going to go through. Bain kelim, whether it's safe at the end after you opened it up, hamavoyin lo machutz alo be tome, because it's the entrance, that the exit which the mace is going to take. It opened up. But the kulam, all of the vessels of the other doors that you're going to bring now, maybe, we'll see, maybe the vessels that were there from before already became Tomei before we knew where he's going out. And that status is not going to change. But that's what Rashi says. V'kulam tohidim l'divrei ha'koil mukmin alo. So this is going to go according to all opinions. In other words, we're not going to talk about the kelim that were there till then, which there is a debate about, but here we're talking about new kelim that you bring. The moidu ha'koil mikanul habo. That everybody agrees from here and on that it's not going to become tummy anymore. Once you have an entranceway, an exit way where the mace is going to go, all the others, if you put Kalim there now, they're not going to become tummy because you know which direction, which door the mace is going to use. The Vadai Bahu, the Niftach Mapikle. For sure, in the one that opened up, that's the one that you're going to take it out. The one that. So that's when you actually physical one opened up. What happens if you didn't physically open up, but you just had a mind? If he's considering to take it out through one door, without opening that door. Or even bachaloin, take him out through a window. Sheyeshboy arba al arba, which has four tfochim by four tfochim. And why four tfochim? Zoktrashi bekach shi aru sheyroi loy tsoyus mesim. That's the way they estimated that a hole, which is four tfochim by four tfochim, is enough space to take out a mace. Matzelas al kol ha'pshachim kulam. So you don't need to actually open up a door. That would save and make all the doors, just like when it opened up, all the other doors are no longer metame. That thought also helps you that all the doors are not tame anymore. Matzela sakola psochim militame kiilu niftach as if it was opened up. So now when does this help? So before we talked about Amez Babayis, but here, when can it help? Bishamai Emrim, Bishamai say, when does it help if you're thinking to take him out? Shechoshav lohitziyai ad shela yomus hames. This thought that you thought to take him out through a door, through a window, that is before he died. And then it would save all the other doors. But if he already died, then it's not going to help. Ubeisilo loimrim, Ubeisilo say, af mishiyomus ha'meis, that even after the meis died, and you think you're going to take him out one way, that is sufficient to make all the other ones toher. Rashi, Avishu Yomus Ames. Because Salka Daitoch, the Gemara thinks now, the Bibrero Pligi. Now, what's the machloikis with Shammai and Beisilo? Is about Brero. And what are we talking about? Ubi Kelim. Shahoyo bohem bein miso lemachshava. And we're talking about the kelim that was in the doorways after his death, and and his thought to take it out, what happens? What's the status with those kelim that are under the doors? Beis Shammai Sovri, Beis Shammai hold, Loi Amrinon Huvror Demikore Daito Lochi. Now that we see that he is taking it out at a certain place, so we're not going to say that, okay, this was his mind in the to begin with. And the tumah never went down to the other entrance's way, because now we see that he had an exit that he was going to use. Ubezilo Sabr and Bezilo Hold. Hubra, that now has been figured out.
Can I just clarify? So the connection between the bird and the mace is a question of Brera, because he, whether or not he designated,
we say Brera or not,
bird,
yeah,
or designated the door before him.
Whether it helps for later on.
Okay.
So we're gonna get back to this. One second. We're just trying to figure out right now what exactly the machlokes b'sham b'silir. So Rashi is saying, "Umay desal kadaito hashto." What we're thinking now, svidalon, we hold the beniftach echad mehem nami havi pligi, that this, when one of them is opened up, one door opens up, there's also a machloikis between Bishama and Hillel, Bekelim de Meikora, about the vessel that before. So, that according to when you open up a door, what happens to the vessel that was there before? We say that it wasn't going to go through that door. Utahirim the katana le'il. And when he said before Utahirim, the divrei hakoil bekelim the mekano l'haba. That when it says mekulon Utahirim, Utayrim the Kotan Leila Divra Hakoil, the Kalim of Kanal Haba. Because he says that they're only arguing that the Kulam Tahirin because about the Kalim that were there before, there would be a machloikis whether we say Breir or not. And the Gemara answers, we're going to go back a second. Oit Maralo, Amarabe. But we already learned about this, that Rabbi says, L'tayres ha'psochim milkanu l'haba. We're only discussing about making the entrances, the kelim under there, from here and on, not for before. So, the Gemara's kashi is that Beis Hillel seems to say that we do go by Breira, and that's why he allows even the kelim that are presently under the door. Because we're saying, once it opened up, we're showing that that was the entrance. So now it was nizbar. But Rabba, he says, already said about it that it's only to be metayer the psochim mekan l'habo, but not what's tameh is tameh. Itmar Allah, vafilu beisilu leslu huvror. Even beisilu doesn't say with now it has been verified before. Ve'ein metarim elo kelim the libisof. We're only going to say the kelim that you bring afterwards, the la'achar machshove, after the machshove, avol or rishonim, tmeim, the rishon of it tmeim. Why? Because at the time we didn't know. Ubeis shamai metamin afas achronim, and he's going to say, even those you bring down later are going to be tome. Why? Because Sabri, they hold b'shiyorda tumo lepsochim lifnei machshove b'misames, that once the tumo descended to those entrances before machshove, when the mess dies, shuvein oilomem alei de maisa, it's not going to leave that only through an action. Kigoy niftach, that you opened up. Ubeniftach echad mehem. So over there, like pligi midi, because according to everybody, that's not going to be tame because there's another exit. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yishei L'tayres HaPsoch Mekan Olahabo, and therefore we say Mekan Olahabo Ein L'mafrei Eloi. We're going to have to go through this, I guess, because Rabbi Omar, let me say Lo'ilom L'mafrei Lo'ilom L'mafrei Nami Mitarim Beisilo. If you open the door later, or you think about opening a window or a door, it helps for before. The Isla Breda, even though it wasn't open then, but he goes by Breda. But Bahocha, we must nis in Hainu Taima. So what's the reason? Tzorich lavarer v'loimer eilani noitel. Why does he need to say specifically, I'm taking these pigeons? Dilma lamochor metaltu. Because maybe the next day he's going to move by the Hashmenim, and he's going to check the fatter ones, the better ones, the Shavik Ha, and he's going to leave the one that he wanted to take, the other one, the Shavik Ha, he's going to take the other one. Nimtzo Metaltel Masaloi Hizmin. So that's moving what he doesn't move or didn't prepare. Shari loha yodaitoi elobigdei tzorkei. Because he only wanted what he needed. Hilkach oimer zevizani noito. That's why he says, I'm taking this one and this one. Ulumachor. Al korchoch hani mili de shokel. Then he has to take those, exactly those. We worry about, yes, he's going to say those is the one that he prepared. Because tomorrow, he's not just going to take them. He's going to move them. And then he's going to let them go. So, and he sees that there's better ones, and he's going to take the other ones. So it turns out, When he moved it l'chatchila, he moved what he didn't prepare. Why? Because he didn't have in mind only what he needs. And therefore, he didn't have in mind to take, put these away and take the other ones. So that's why he says Zevzan Netel. Ulamachar al Korche Hani Mili Dishakal. These are the ones that he takes. Okay, and the time.
So what if he meets somebody at shul? Says bring someone else home for lunch. What if he meets someone else at shul, brings them home for lunch, and he says, "I designated these two."
He can't shecht birds that he hadn't had in mind.
Okay, so but according to Hillel, as long as he shook the thing, he can take whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what his intention was.
Let's go back in a minute. I want to finish up here. I want to go back. It's not that if you can take once and we can verify, say, well, this is one that you had in mind, that would be okay. But you might move one and then you let it go. Move another one, you let it go. And he's going to be moving something which is not fit to him. Frag the Gemara, Ba'amred, Ba'imed, Ba'imer, Zeviza, Ninetel Sakya. But Beis Hillel said, just saying, taking this one and that one, that's sufficient. But he doesn't. And Rashi of Amri Ba'imit Merochik, Be'inim and Anea Sagi, he's not moving it, that's sufficient. Amole Bodak Me'et Molach Chushu Vashmenim. So we see that he did not check yesterday the lenient ones and the fatter ones. Vakati Yikolamichash, so we still have to worry about maybe you're going to see that there's fatter ones and you might let it go. And the Gemara says, "Hani mili merev yomtiv." Kolaymar, heichad yoda merev yomtiv dahani huda azminon. If he knows merev yomtiv that those are the ones that he prepared, the su benshem kachushim benshem shmainim loy shokel achrina. Then it doesn't matter that he prepared the lighter ones and the or the fatter ones. He's not going to take other ones. He knows that they're muktzah because he did not prepare them. Avo b'yomtev kshabol levareron b'yomtev kolemar. Shalei birer dvorav mibayt yoyim. He's coming to sort on yomtev. He hasn't sort of v'soymel chabadikas mochor sheyivdek eskulom. And he relies on the next day that he's going to check it, then it's also the zimnim, the mishtakhi, shmenim, chushim, chushim, shmenim. Sometimes the fat ones will turn out that they're lean, and the lean ones are fat ones. The zimnim, the mishtakhi, shmenim, zoktrashi, oisom anirim shmenim lamara einov. When you're going to touch them, you're going to turn out that when you really get to touch them, that they're lean. But chushim nitzoyim shmeinu will be fat. Because to metaltle midid lechazilei. Then he's moving all those that are not fit. Midid lechazilei. Kol oisom shetziltlam yeser al tzurkom muktzinein. All those that he moved more than it was necessary, so that's more than he need. That was muktzah. That's why we're afraid. Inami or zimnin de mishtakhim kulu khushim b'shabiglu oslamnu misimchas yomtev. Inami igarsina. Inami zimnin mishtakhim kulu khushim. they'll turn out there all week, and then it will come Lemana Misimchas Yontov. And he's not going to do Simchas Yontov because he's not going to take it. Because there, Alidei Shulei Birer Esmel Dvora, because the day before he didn't sort out his word, Lefikach Somach Al Sheker Leimar, so he relied on something false to say, E Efsher Shaliyu Shnayim Eshleisha Toivim. There must be going to be one or two or three good ones. And then they turn out to be, he relied on one non-truth, that is, but when you require him to sort out, then he's not relying only on these, that's why he prepared them. Bobin Neitlom is going to come and take him, but like Nimna, and he's not going to go back. All right, I'm not feeling so well, and I'm going to end this year now, but we will go back over this piece of Gemara very clearly again, the Mitzvah Shem, next week.